Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dave Leventhal is here, senior Washington correspondent with Business Insider. Dave, I want to get to a couple of different things, but let me start with Dr. Fauci. Is the administration getting ready to part ways with America's infectious disease physician?
There doesn't seem to be any indication that Dr. Fauci is going to be fired, but definitely he's been sidelined. Susan, he hasn't met with the president in about 2 months. You're still seeing him make public appearances. He's still doing interviews, so it's not as if he's simply not around. But the question is he truly advising the president? Is he advising the White House? And the answer to that question is a heck of a lot less than he was when the coronavirus pandemic first began.
There seems to be almost some surprise in how, he's being talked about by other White House staff members and maybe even the president himself behind closed doors. But, I mean, this is kind of par for the course. Even though he's a staff member of the president, he's attacked his own staff members before.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone serves at the pleasure of the president in a certain status. And the president is going to attack who the president wants to attack. Nobody's going to be able to stop President Trump from doing that. And if you're on the outs with President Trump, not only are you on the outs, but oftentimes you're going to be publicly on the outs. So the notion that there's been basically opposition research on Tony Fauci put out, and there's a new cartoon that's circulating around, which is basically calling Tony Fauci a leaker. This is coming from the White House. So in a different presidential administration, whether that was the Bush administration, the Obama administration, pick your administration, that wouldn't have happened. It does happen now, for better or for worse. And definitely a lot of people are incredibly concerned that a medical professional would be on the receiving end, the business end, so to speak, of these types of attacks.
We're less than 4 months away from the election and haven't really heard anything about debates. Will there be debates this year?
Almost certainly that there will be. Now, whether they take a different form, a different format, that still hasn't been determined. But the schedule right now, as it stands right now, Susan, is that there will be three presidential debates. There will be one vice presidential debate. These are all going to happen during the fall, so there should be no expectation that they should be happening now. But whether there's going to be an audience, whether it's going to be a no audience affair, whether there's going to be COVID-19 related precautions taken, whether the candidates are going to be 10 feet away from each other, all those details are not public yet. And so keep a close eye and pay close attention to those details, because the debates may look a little bit different in 2020 than they did in, say, 2016 or 2012.
And just one of many things that might be different this year, including the usual huge parties that are held at the conventions each year. Do we know what each party is planning this year for their convention?
We do, and they are going to also to be wildly different than we had in 2016. I was at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland in 2016, and man, I mean, you couldn't walk 10 feet without tripping over a party. I mean, so much action that was happening both in the convention hall, but really, Brian, a lot of the action was happening outside the convention hall, fundraisers and get-togethers and party-building affairs. I mean, it's a really joyous, raucous affair, whether you're at the Democratic or the Republican convention. Certainly at the Republican convention in Cleveland, that was the case. That is not going to be the case now. We're already hearing on the Republican side that even though they're planning on having an in-person convention in Jacksonville, Florida, which has been moved from Charlotte, North Carolina, where it was initially supposed to be, that a lot of senators, potentially a lot of officials on the Republican side may not even show up. For example, we're hearing that Chuck Grassley and Susan Collins, two Republican senators, are not going to be there. Mitt Romney may not be there. And you may have a lot of delegates who just simply don't want to make the trip or can't make the trip because of concerns related to COVID-19 or otherwise. So it is going to look very different. But the Democratic convention is supposed to be happening right now, this week, as we speak. And that got postponed. They're punting until August, and it's going to go back-to-back with the Republican convention, and that's largely going to be a virtual affair, even though there's technically going to be some presence in Milwaukee. It's not going to be terribly prominent, and yeah, it's going to be a very different type of programming for the viewing audience, which is not going to see those packed convention halls with people waving their flags and wearing their silly hats and lots of speeches from folks up on the stage.
Yeah, and this virtual one, the Democrat one in Milwaukee, will Biden be there in attendance to give the speech, or will he be virtual too?
Quite possible that he will be there in attendance. Again, they still plan on having some presence, physical presence there. There will be some people there. It's just going to be the sort of the rivalry all around it is going to be tamped down in a major way on the Democratic side, and probably to some degree on the Republican side, although maybe not nearly as much. We are hearing that the Republican convention will likely have outdoor elements to it, but that can be a dodgy affair given how bloody hot it gets in Florida in the middle of August, plus rain and other weather considerations. It seems kind of silly, but these are going to be some of the things that are really going to come into play and be factors in the conventions being kicked off and thrown in a way that people are excited about.
All right. It is worth the check-in every week. Where do we stand on a next round of stimulus and discussions going on about that in Washington?
Big debate. I think at this point, it's still kind of what we discussed last week, which is that there's a strong possibility that something will happen, but there's definitely a lot of partisan bickering back and forth that we're having right now that we didn't have perhaps as much with some of the earlier rounds of this. So a lot of people are freaking out right now, Brian, wondering if they're going to be able to continue to get aid. They may not have a job. They may be working part-time. It may be very difficult for their families, and Congress is doing what Congress does best, which is kind of waiting until the last minute and then drawing things out in a way where they finally make a decision when they have to make a decision and really not a minute before.
Yeah. When is the last minute?
Last minute is going to be the summer. I think if you're going to get something, it's going to absolutely have to happen this summer, and you've got money that's running out, basically. So Congress is going to have to either re-up or shut up, and that's where we're at.
Dave, as always, thanks for the time. That's Dave Leventhal, senior Washington correspondent for Business Insider.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.